It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Even if it doesn't work out, you gotta try new stuff. Maybe it'll be great, maybe it'll suck. Last night, after the Jets beat the Patriots, Amazon Prime decided we're going to try something so different. We're going to have a comic do a stand-up routine about what we all just witnessed. I'm not even kidding you. So Amazon Prime brought in the great Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser was on the Tom Brady roast. Mm-hmm. She is a very, very funny woman.
She's right. The queen of roast. So this was just a preface. This is not really a stand-up routine.
It is a stand-up routine. Yes, it is. That's what a roast is. You stand up, and in that case, you're insulting people, but it's a stand-up routine.
Okay, but it's important to note for her preface before you play these clips, to be fair to her, this was about roasting the situation. Stand-up comedy is a little different than a roast.
See, I disagree. I think it's very similar. I think it's a kind of stand-up comedy where you're making fun of people, which a lot of comedy is anyway. But yes, she is a roaster. She was on the Tom Brady roast like I talked about, and I've heard her with Howard Stern a lot. And she's a roaster, and she's very funny. I think she's a very, very funny woman. Have you heard her before,
I have never heard her before.
Really?
And I didn't hear this last night. Well, so I'm interested to hear.
I'm going
to
play you a couple of things. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do number one. This is where she's going to compare the New York Jets to Bruce Springsteen. Take a listen.
The Jets really needed a win tonight because the Jets are a lot like Bruce Springsteen. They're based in New Jersey, and they've spent the last four decades making grown men cry.
Yeah, not that funny. Nice try, though. That didn't do it for you, did it?
Grown men cry at Bruce?
Yeah.
I just went to Bruce, my first experience.
Grown men don't cry?
I didn't cry. I was very entertained.
Interesting.
But I was not crying.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that one felt kind of flat. But here's a joke about the Patriots and Bill Belichick. This one's pretty good.
The New England Patriots. The Patriots. The only thing that Ben Affleck can commit to. Featuring their brand new coach, Gerard Mayo. I mean, this has got to be rough for Bill Belichick. Watching his ex rebound with a hot black guy.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one.
I did like that one.
Who wants a January 6th joke? I mean, why not? Like, I think it's been enough time, right?
But let's face it, this was a beatdown. I haven't seen a group of Patriots take an L this bad since January 6th. I mean, thank God Belichick wasn't there to see this. He was too busy watching Blippi with his girlfriend. She's 24. You know, the Jets may have scored more points, but in the end, it was the Patriots who really won because they got to leave New Jersey.
Oh, come on. Why are you taking a shot at one of the great states in our union?
You know what I realized about humor?
People think about New Jersey as like the, I don't know, Newark and Trenton and Camden.
What should we think about all the malls and the gas stations?
No. Florham Park, Bedminster, Bergen County. There's a bunch of beautiful places in New Jersey.
No, New Jersey is a beautiful place. I love New Jersey. I don't want to let my
guests... Garden State.
Yeah. Every state has a nickname.
I know. But ours is for a reason.
Oh.
It's green. It's ridiculously green.
It's also very swampy. A lot of swamps.
Some swamps here and there.
Look, New Jersey, are you bothered by... Did that offend you? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I just hate that people take shots at New Jersey, especially people who have never spent time in New Jersey.
Oh.
If you've never been to New Jersey, you think it's the Jersey Shore and, you know, the I don't know, the hoodie places of the country. It's not.
But aren't we all like that? Like, if I brought up my Wyoming to you, we'd all just have our stereotype about Wyoming. Like, any place that
I don't think so. Well, unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, I've been to Wyoming.
That's true. You've been everywhere.
So it's gorgeous. So it's like, I can see why people moved out here and said, this is God's country.
Honestly, I
get it.
Tiki's mostly offended by the New Jersey insult.
Which makes it a great joke, by the way. It's a roast. You're supposed to be offended by it. Dude, that's what makes it a good joke.
The problem is it's just a bad stereotype.
You're really bothered by this one.
It's just a bad stereotype.
I know, but it's just good-natured. I mean, I love, honestly, Tiki, I love New Jersey.
I'm just standing up for New Jersey.
No, and
I'm in the New Jersey Hall of Fame.
That's right, you are.
I love Jersey.
Yeah.
Been there for over... I mean, almost half my life now.
Wow. Right? More time in Jersey than where you grew up?
Yeah.
Have you done that yet?
No, in New York for sure, but not quite Jersey.
That's when you know
you're... Because I lived in the city for my career and then a couple years after.
That counts, though, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, once you're in the area, it counts. I got to tell you, I think Nikki Glaser is really funny, and I thought some of those jokes were pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great idea. I like this. Mm-hmm. It's timely. It's right after a game. And here's the truth about jokes, and I think we're all mature enough to just not get offended. The more offensive they are, the funnier they are.
By the way, why would you want to go back to Boston? I'd much rather go to New Jersey than Boston.
You're still on this?
Boston.
Seriously.
There are gardens in Boston, too.
Yeah. It gets cold and nasty. What? And, like, the people are, like, I don't know, rude.
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, I'm not defending Boston.
It's just a matter of fact, she's wrong.
You're really bothered by this.
Tiki, what about if she did this joke? Brees Hall, named after the dorm he was conceived in.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to cut that one. Do you want that one,
too? That one made me laugh out loud.
Brees Hall's named after the dorm he was...
Think you didn't like that one either?
I apologize. I only took my favorite ones.
I don't get it.
That Hall is usually a dorm name. Like, so Brees Hall.
I went to Virginia where we had Metcalf first left.
See, that wouldn't have worked, Sean. What was the funniest joke that she had? The January 6th one or the Jarrod Mayo, Bill Belichick one?
The Jarrod Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She called Aaron Rodgers Throw Rogan. Did you like that?
I think that the problem she faced, and this is with all comedy, is if I stood here with nobody around, or you stood here with nobody around, and you just started making really, really funny jokes, but there was no laugh. It was just you doing it. I don't think it resonates the same way. And this really hit me during the pandemic when they tried to do these shows without an audience. And you're like, you need the audience.
Yes, of course.
And I think what happened last night, so just to give you the visual of this, Nikki Glaser is on the Amazon Prime set with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tony Gonzalez, Clarissa Thompson, Richard Sherman.
Andrew Whitworth,
right? That's the whole crew.
Yes.
And nobody really laughed.
Yeah.
And I know they're in a tough spot because if you don't find it funny, are you just going to pretend to laugh? Tony Gonzalez tried. I give him credit.
I think they got put in an awkward spot. And this is what's unfair to Nikki Glaser.
Put in an awkward spot.
I think it's unfair to the panel, too. We live in a day and age where you're in that kind of job in media. You're afraid to get caught laughing at the wrong thing in that kind of environment.
Yes.
The next day, they don't want to wake up to, can you believe Andrew Whitworth laughed at the January 6th joke?
Oh, you think that's what it was?
Or the hot black guy thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you're a black guy, you can laugh at that. Yeah.
And we waited for you to laugh first.
right. If you're in a theater.
Okay? Is that racist? Is he going to hate me if I laugh at that?
If you have bought tickets to watch Nikki Glaser perform and do this and go to a theater to see it, you are with, 12,000 people who are all paid to do the same thing. Nobody's judging you. On that spot, on national TV, national web stream, whatever we're calling Amazon.
That's a miss.
You have to sit there God, if I laugh at this, my job's over. They put them on a bad spot.
Yeah, you get canceled so quickly these days.
So how do you make it work? Is it not workable then?
You just don't do it. Or you let her... I don't know how to do it to the stadium.
She record it and you just play it back almost where she's not doing it live on a set?
Yeah. I don't think that works either because, again, I think that laughs matter.
You need the immediate reaction.
Yes.
100%.
I also notice, like, going to comedy events that sometimes I find myself laughing at things that aren't even that funny, but I start laughing because everyone else is laughing. And there's almost like this pressure of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, maybe that was funny.
It's infectious.
Yeah. I do think it matters. And I noticed that during the pandemic, and even last night, it was kind of the same thing. You need other people laughing. And if they're not laughing, it doesn't really work.
But remember, when you go to a stand-up comedy show, you're not allowed to take videos because stand-up comedy is the one arena where you can't get canceled because you could just say whatever. So if you're doing this on Amazon, a bunch of people that could get canceled, they don't want to laugh at it.
So, but you're going back to why they didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
It was funny.
If it's an audience of people, it doesn't matter. Like, people, I think, would just laugh.
Oh, people would definitely laugh at that stuff. Because, like I said, stand-up comedy is uncancelable.
Yeah, people definitely laughed at these jokes at home, but it just sounds over. But I think some might have watched it going, ooh, is she bombing because they weren't getting that laughter on TV.
Right. Yeah, that communal reaction wasn't happening in real time.
By the way, this is a perfect time to do this. It's actually coincidental, but you mentioned Craig before. Our old buddy Craig Carton is having another comedy event at the Gotham Comedy Club, and they're doing it for a great cause, the Joseph Lem Memorial Foundation, and that's coming up in, I think, about a month. But bottom line is you go to the website, GothamComedyClub.com, you can buy tickets. It's always a fun event. We have a lot of comedy shows, and it's always for a great cause. So I love comedy, and to me, more offensive the better, but last night I liked it. But we need to tweak it now to make it work. We need a live audience. We need an audience.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
I don't know.
After a game.
I don't know. If they would have told me, I would have hung out.
After the game, you go to the parking lot with a bunch of drunk people, make that same jersey joke. You think Tiki got offended? Mickey might not have made it out of there alive.
I think people would have laughed. I would have laughed.
Actually, you know what? That is the way to do it. Put up a little stage in some little area of the parking lot and have two big speakers booming out.
Well, I'll tell you exactly. So for MetLife Stadium, obviously, next Thursday night. Wait a second. Isn't next Thursday night at MetLife Stadium as well?
It sure is.
Oh, so this works because it's Giants-Cowboys. When you leave MetLife, like I was leaving the Moody's Gate last night, there's the beautiful mock football field. You set her up right there.
Right, 100%.
Put a stage on the field. It's right outside, kind of the gate going in.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
As people are leaving, and you can record it to tape. So even if Amazon doesn't want to air it live, you just record her standing up as a bunch of drunk, angry, or happy, in our case, because you'll probably be angry next week. People are leaving the stadium.
I mean, it's going to be half Cowboy fans, so no matter what happens, it's going to be happy.
And if you set it, that's what I meant. And you might have to set up midway through the third quarter, depending on how the game goes as well.
But honestly, that's the way to do it. Who doesn't want a good laugh when they're leaving a stadium anyway?
No, you're right.
I think we just solved it. Amazon, don't even send us a check. We got you covered.
She is doing four more games this year, so we'll see.
Yeah, no, I heard her say that. I thought she was pretty good.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.